newcomer. When I came to Israel many, many years ago, and I came for my second tour in Eretz Yisrael, so I was zoicha to learn the chavruta with my Rebbe, Rav Agoin, Rav David Cohen Shlita, Rosh Yeshivas Chevron. And when we were deciding what to learn, now I was already very proud because I learned in Yeshivas Passaic and I knew Yiddish and I loved sprachin Yiddish. And my Hebrew was very, very weak. And Rav David doesn't speak English. Now, English is much better now than it was then, 22 years ago. Then his English was practically non-existent. Now it's very, very light, but we had a language barrier. As a matter of fact, sometimes the Rebbetzin, who's American, used to come in while we were learning, and she would be the interpreter between the two of us when we couldn't work it out. But we had to figure out what language to speak in. So I said, let's speak in Yiddish. You know, Reb David's mamaloshen is Yiddish. And I was pretty good at the Yiddish, or better than I was in Hebrew for sure. And he said, no, we're going to speak in Hebrew. We're going to learn in Hebrew. I said, why are we learning in Hebrew if we just go much smoother in Yiddish? He says, because you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to learn how to speak Hebrew. So we spoke Hebrew. We learned in Hebrew. And my Ivrit was mishtaper harbe, not until my son, who's shotef bivrit. Of course, I want my son to outdo me in everything. So this one, Baruch Hashem, his Hebrew is much better than mine. But is a chashuv? It's a fake. It's a chashuv. Now I remember when I was I don't remember if it was my son or was it one of the other sons. One of the bachim was sitting there. We was reading like a Ma'am Loez. Ma'am Loez is midrashim. It's interesting. It's like. And he was like, just sitting there, like reading it. And one of the Bachim were like, these are their comic books, you know? Because Israelis, it's not a challenge for them to read in Hebrew. Imagine if we were able to just read like that. It would be so amazing. We can't speak like that. We can't read like that. So I think it's chashuv lefachot, pam achad b'shavua. Bo ninaseh, let's attempt, let's try. Ktzat ledaber v'lishmoa lakshiv. We're going to learn a little bit in Hebrew. We'll do our best. We're going to start to say a shir. My Friday shir has changed dramatically. You see, once upon a time, I was in the Mir Yeshiva. And I used to say a shir during the day. And Thursday night, I had a chumashir. My Thursday night chumashir was a whole different crowd. I had a crew. My Thursday night chumashir, it was in Ner Gavriel. And after chumashir, we went to the Koisel. We had a whole routine. And it was like an interesting style. I said a lot of brisker toiros, a lot of like the. It's in Yiddish, the word is jakav. There's no English word for jakav. Jakav is a type of. It's like this. It's like Yiddish. It's like Jewish cool. Do you know what I mean? It's like cool, like yeshivish cool is jakav. It's like a jakav of art. It's interesting. I can't describe it to you. If I ever say a vore, you can say to me, was that jakav? I could say yes or no. And I guess jakav depends on who you are, whether you consider jakav or not, you know. But that's what jakav is. So it was like a jakav type of, this. It's a particular style. It's the Chanukah HaTorah was a big number. The Rebbe Yonason was big. The Ostrov Tzigoin, people that you probably never heard of, a lot of them, or unless you did, it was for me, but it's a style of Torah. And then it changed and it became more like Musar oriented. And I was getting into like Rav Moshe Feinstein and more into Sichos Musar. And now it's in its third already, its third morph. And it's morphed into Shvilei Pinchas. Shvilei Pinchas is Pinchas Friedman. I hope that he's going to come, Bez Hashem, to grace our yeshiva. He's told me already numerous times I'm going to get there. And Bezrat Hashem, ani mekaveh that he'll come. Either before, hopefully before Shavuos, because we're expecting Rabbi Gamliel to come before Lag BaOmer for Shavuos. So Friday, the Chumash year has now been dedicated to Shvilei Pinchas. It's a particular style. The way I got into Shvilei Pinchas was there's a Baal Tzedakah in Manhattan who I went to his office for him to help out with the yeshiva, and I see piles and piles of svarim in his office. And I was waiting there for a little bit, and I'm looking around at the Svarim, and I didn't see that much, but at least I saw the name of the Sefer. I wasn't going to open them. And then I was by someone's house, and he like showed me Shvilei Pinchas, an interesting question that I remember. This is the first Shvilei Pinchas I saw, which was, Koirach, Chukas, Balak, all have Kuf in them. Koirach is the Kuf, is the middle, is the front letter. Chukas, Kuf is the second letter. And Balak, Kuf is the last letter. Kuf, kuf, kuf. Why is it that there's kuf in those three? What's the pshat in that? It's like an interesting question, right? So I grata, you know, came up with my own pshat, in that, but I guess we'll get there. We'll be there, Reza Hashem. But that was my first introduction to Shvilei Pinchas. Anyway, I came back to his office years later, and I said to him, you know, there's a new sefer in the office. He said, you know what, take it. You could have it. And he gave me the sefer. I figured I'd look around at the sefer, and it blew my mind. It's just like, whoa, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe it. So then I bought, like, and other people, some of the boys bought me Sfarim. You know, he has one on Lag BaOmer, he's got one on Purim, he's got, and I'm just so enamored by this sefer, but it's not easy. And it's a lot of work for me to try to bring it to you, and it's going to be a lot of work for you. But let's do, and I'm going to put in a little bit of my own stuff here, a little bit, just with, and they say, L'saber so'izen, which means to try to make it that it's a little bit easier to digest. So bo ninaseh. Latchil kacha. After a person does a bris, so they've got a little piece of skin. It's called the orla. Ma osim ima orla. What do you do with the orla? What do we do with that orla? After they've cut it off, there's a little piece, and it's much bigger than I thought it was, because as a kid, I was always too grossed out to look at it. But, you know, as I'm getting older and getting more involved in understanding the kedusha and everything, so there's a piece there. What do you do with that? What's called the orla? It's not good this week's parasha, because this week's parasha in Parashas Tazria, it speaks about v'yom eshmini yimol b'sar orlaso. It's a funny thing that it's here. I don't, you know, we're going to talk about that. What is bris milah doing here, b'chlal? Parashas Tazria speaks b'miuchad or b'chlal in the inyonim of tzara'as. But right in the beginning, it says v'yom eshmini isha ki tazria v'yol d'zocha, and it says the inyon of v'yom eshmini yimol b'sar orlaso. Ma'o simi ma'orlo. As כתוב בתיקוני זויה, בזויה חדש, סליחה, בזויה ברייד מהמנו, not neither of those, Zoya, right? There's many different Zoyas, different places. The Zoya כתוב, שצורך להכין כלי מלא אפר, כדי להכניס שם האורלו. The orlo, you're supposed to have a cup of dirt, of dust, of afar, that's there, and take the orlo, and put it in the dirt. That's one destination for the Arla. And why? We're going to get back to this. Ki Arla mizuamas hanachash asher ofar lachmoy. The Arla has to do with the nachash, and therefore the nachash is supposed to eat ofar. The pasuk says ofar lachmoy when the nachash got punished for what he did. So the nachash eats the offer. So you put the arla in the offer. That's what the tikkun is. Shaychus, ma shaychus, ma pshat. However, yesh od. There's another destination for the arla. Bishut arivosh, which is born in the sefer Eitzer Plois Atoira. Another interesting sefer. He says there was a meaning. Now shut arivosh. Actually, you should understand. It's a serious. Serious sefer. This is very, very legit. When you deal with Tshuvas Arivash, we have it in there. Tshuvas Arivash brings that it was a minig that you take the arla, and if there was a woman who was having problems conceiving, you would give her the arla, and she would swallow the arla. Now, first of all, do not share this with your mothers, okay? Because I tried it. It doesn't go well. You can ask Avrami. He was present. It did not go well. This is just for men, okay? But this was a minig once upon a time. Tshuvas Arivash. This is legit. Tshuvas Arivash. That they're boileya the orla. Now, the Ben Ish Chai writes that this is a terrible thing and they shouldn't do it because you're not allowed to eat the orla. It's usser as a shayla. It's a person who bites their nails, bites their skin. Are you allowed to swallow your skin or not? That's a whole shayla, it's a machloikas. Toysa seems to say that it's mutter, and a kid, so the Ben Ish Chai says no. But it's Tshuvas Arivash. And it's others, it's not just Tshuvas Arivash. You could see, I could show it to you in the Sefer, Oitzer Plois HaTorah.
Any people do it?
I've never seen anyone do it, but. But. It's a new thing. Bonilla should advertise, right? Listen, when we told them about swallowing the eyes, I don't know if you've ever been to my house, but it's a big school of swallow the eyes of a fish. So that guy's got grossed out. This is like a whole new level, you know. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh
B'dvarei.
They want me to find out. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Tzrichim Lavin. What in the world is going on over here? What's the pshat? So, we're going to start over here, and we're going to do our best to try to understand what does it have to do with Matzaira, what's happening, what's the Bris Milah. I'm going to try to give you some insight, and you see, we're now going to delve into the Soidos HaTorah. We're going into the secrets. We're going to go into now the Zoyas, the Aris, all these, and we're going to try to bring it bring it out that it should become Mufan. This week's Parsha speaks a lot about the Inyan of Tzoras. However, in the Hatchala, there's a mention of Mila. Mapitom, why is it necessary? It's like one pasuk can just Yemesh Mini Imo Basar Losa, and the pasuk continues on. What happens if you have tzoras? Omer Kliyokar. Kliyokar says, Loy melecho Hashem Mila doicha es hanigoyim. It's to tell you that Mila is doicha. If a person has a nega on his bris Mila, if a child has a nega on his bris Mila, you could cut off the Mila. The Mila is doicha es hanigoyim. And this is Be'etzem a Gemara. Gemara says, G'doyla Mila sheyidche es hanigoyim. Kacha katuv b'Gemara. Now, Rav Pinchas Friedman wants to try to lohisif k'tzat tam, lohisif k'tzat tavlin, a little bit of understanding, appreciation of what's the idea, what's the kesher, or the dynamic of Mila and Nega. And he says the following thing. The Maral in Chedushei Agodos says, "Ha'inyan shel bris mila, the inyan of bris mila is laharbus kedushas haguf. Bris mila is there in order to increase the purity, the sanctity, the kedusha of the guf. That's what bris mila does. And therefore, he says the mila is lahasir haklipa, the orla that we have on our body." Is the klipa. It's a klipa is something that's like it's a film, it's a filth, it's a dirt, it's the tumah. And when a person takes off the orla, what he's doing is he's being moisif kedusha. Kacha katuv bimaral. He's coming laharbois hakedusha baguf. The Rambam in Moir Nevuchim says, b'otos signon, the Rambam says when a person has a bris mila, he's machalish, he weakens the taiva of a Adam. A person has he has taivas. He has yetzer hara that's trying to pull him. It's being marbe taivas. You want to weaken your taivas. And he's being marbe kedusha. That happens through bismillah. Okay? So, listen to this. We have over here the word yetzer. The word yetzer, and I wrote it out for you just to make it a little easier. The word yetzer. This is the word Yetzer, or Yetzer Hara, right? Yetzer. Now, there's something called the word Bimluyav. Bimluyav is when the word is spelt out fully. That's the word Yud, Tzadi, and Resh. Yud, Tzadi, and Resh. The Maral says, Yetzer. The last letters of the word Yetzer, what does that spell out? Shin, and Dalid, and Yud? Hashem's name. Shakai. Yetzer has in it somehow Shakai. So what's going on over here? So says the Maral the following thing. He says the name of Shakai is the name of Tzimtzum. What does the word die mean? Enough. If you want to make it's enough, that's the name of Shakai or die. It's not really pronounced Shakai, it's really Shin and Dalid Yud. Sha'imer lo'ilamoy die. So a person's got a lot of yetzer. He's got a lot of yetzahara. How do you like shut that down? Shakai. The word dai is to control. You want to control your yetzer. You want to be machlish. You want to weaken your yetzer. How do you do that? The shame shakai. The yetzahara is trying to like destroy you. Shakai is there in order to stop. What? The Vav Dal, yeah, with the Vav, yeah. Shakai. So now, the following thing. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Ani kel Shakai, his halech lefonai veheyei samim. You know when we say that Pasuk? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu, his halech lefonai veheyei samim. Every bris milah, the Moel says this Pasuk. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu, his halech lefonai veheyei samim. That's the Pasuk of bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, do a bris. I'm the first bris, right? Bris Shal Avram Avinu. What is that? He says, Ani Kel Shakai. Why does he use that name? We're going to control things. We're going to limit things. We're going to keep things, you know, within a boundary. Kel Shakai. So listen to this. The Arizal says a person has the name Shakai. He can spell it out with his body. This is Arizal. Okay? Look at my hands and my head. What letter is that? Shin. Look at my hands and my head. What letter is that? He actually says left hand. What letter is that? Look at my hands and my head. Dalid. I should say my hands and my body. Dalid. So he says, the Arizal, Shin, Dalid, and a person's bris milah is the letter Yud. You are a manifestation of Shakai, of Shin and Dalid Yud. Only with the bris milah, that's when you keep things in control. So that's what a person is. Therefore, it's an interesting thing. Also, Otzer Pleis HaTorah, listen to this, what he says. You know that you're supposed to, you give the child some wine to drink by the bris? He says you should do it the following way. First stick three fingers into his mouth, then stick a knuckle into his mouth, and then stick a pinky into his mouth. What are three fingers? What's a knuckle? What's a pinky? Yud.
All with wine?
Yeah. There's actually another minhag. These are crazy. To take the blood of the bris milah and to spell the name of Hashem, Shin and Dalid and Yud on his forehead. Yeah. None of these minhagim are kept, by the way. This is all the Sefer Oitzer Pleis HaTorah that I found all these minhagim. These are like esoteric minhagim that...
Having girls.
Yeah, girls, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Yesh od lasot. Bear with me. Okay. As kacha, nachnu rotzim lasbir at Kli Yoker. What did the Kli Yoker say? Kli Yoker said that bris milah and is doicha negoyim. What's a nega? A nega is when a person's his guf is overpowering his neshama to the extent where there's like a explosion that's ruining something in his body. And we have to try to make a correction. How do we make that correction? Bris milah is in order to force that there is no, there's everything is in place. Everything is limited. To limit the koyach of the guf, the gashmius, that it shouldn't ruin the body. So therefore, the kedushas hamila is doicha negoyim. Negoyim is mitzara klipa. The negoyim is the klipa in the person that's causing the problem. And the mila is there in order to remove the klipa. But let's speak a little bit more now about the inyan of the or besoroi. The pasuk says, yimal besar or lasoi. There's the bus of the orla, but it's called the or. What is this skin that a person, the foreskin that we speak about? The or habasar. So the Shlakasuk says the following thing. The Shlakadish says that there's be'or besaroi lenegas taras. The Lashon of the Pasuk is there's be'or besaroi, there's on the skin of his basar, nega taras. So there's something that's connected to the dynamics of Gan Eden. Because what happened in Gan Eden was as follows. After Adam Rishon was choyte with the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him and his wife Matana. What did he give him and his wife? Because they're walking around and they finally chapped after the eitz from the eitz of the das. What did they chap? That they were naked. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu give them? Kusnois or. Kusnois or is like clothing made of skin. Kusnois or. Now that or is spelt with the letter ayin. However, the Medrash brings down mitayrosay shel Rab Meir matzu kasuf kusnois or with an aleph. That the word or with an aleph means light. The word or with an ayin means skin. They sound the same, but there's two totally different meanings. But perhaps what's happening here is that the or with the aleph is being blocked now by the or with the ayin. The skin that a person has is blocking the or, the light. And listen to the lashon of the Zohar. B'Zohar HaKadosh Katuv, Adam Rishon Keshehayu Began Eden, Hayu Lavush Shel Me'or HaElyon. Adam Rishon, he was like cloaked in this light, this tremendously bright light. Or Me'or HaElyon. Kiven Shenizgarshu Migan Eden, V'Nitzrach Le'or Shel Olam Hazeh. He needed now a Le'lavush Shel Olam Hazeh. He needed now some sort of more physical type of levush, something that's clothing. Vayas Hashem Elokim leAdam kaisnais or with an ayin vayalvishem, and he clothed them with that or. So now, I understand this, fellas. When did a person get his yetzer hara? Does anyone know when did yetzer hara enter into the mankind? By the Eitz Hadas. So when did this Yetzer come? Eitz Hadas. So when the Yetzer came, there was a need for us to combat the Yetzer with Shakai. Did Adam HaRishon have an Arla? Do you know? What? When did he get the Arla? Guess when? By the Eitz Hadas. What? He didn't get Bris Mila. There's no Bris Mila to Avraham Avinu. There was, but the orla that came into a person came because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. That's what brought the Yetzer and the orla. So who caused this whole situation of Bris Mila? Who is the Gorim? Who caused Adam Rishon to be chayteh? The Nachash. So we give it back to the Nachash. Where do we put the orla? Afar. You caused it, you eat it. Afar was going to be lachmai. We put the arla in the afar. Who else caused the chet of Adam HaRishon? Chava. She also caused it. She caused the chet of Adam HaRishon. So in order for her to do a tikkun, she wants to do a tikkun for her chet. And what was Chava's punishment? Does anyone know what Chava's punishment was? Childbirth, labor, the whole child process of having children was her. She wants to do, now she has any problems having children. Guess what? She needs to do a tikkun. How do you do a tikkun for the chet of Chava? You got to swallow it. Take it like a man. You know what I'm saying? That's l'choira, l'choira, zeh hapshat. And what we're saying over here, there's a klipa, there's a tikkun of the R of the guf. When we speak about a person is being mal, the orla. So that's the pshat over here. But he brings... that he says that the nochash akadmoini is that the zuamas hanochash was nishar beorla shel hamilo. So the orla of the brismila is the zuama, is the whatever is left over from what the nochash has done to Klal Yisrael. They left over that little foreskin, that or. We're choytech that in order that we should be machalish the koyach of the yetzer, and give it either to the nachash or to the isha. Rabbi Isai, keep this dvar Torah between friends. Have a good job, everybody.